In case you haven't heard it mentioned ad nauseum on the campaign trail, Governor Doyle inherited a $3.2 billion deficit when he came to office. Two decades ago, the state's last Democratic governor temporarily raised income taxes to deal with the shortfall. He was defeated after a single term. Governor Doyle never even considered the idea publicly. He used an array of other tactics to keep a balance in the state's bank account.
I think the Republicans are in a position where they wish they were running against me because I had raised taxes or I hadn't balanced the budget. But the fact is, I didn't raise taxes and I did balance the budget.
Republican Mark Green says Doyle only made matters worse by essentially robbing Peter to pay Paul. Green says Doyle only racked up bond debt and moved money from one state fund to another.
The governor was dealt a mess. Absolutely. He inherited a deficit. The problem is, we still have one.
The thing is, they're both right. By the methods the governor and legislature use, Wisconsin's budget has ended each year in the black. Of course, if you consider all the expenses the state's put off until the next 2 years, the next governor will have a hole to fill. Todd Berry directs the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance. He says this structural deficit is similar to racking up bills on your credit card so that you can pay them off later instead of right away. Berry says this has fallout.
Every 2 years you go into a budget facing a deficit problem and you end up having to lay off people, cut programs, increase taxes, or do little tricks to find money. It's just not a very stable, predictable way to run a state government.
Berry says governors have toyed with deficits like this ever since the early 90s. Although he says Doyle has dipped into special pots of money like the state's road fund more than other governors, Doyle also cut the University of Wisconsin, leading to a tuition hike of roughly 50%. But looking to the past 4 years only tells you so much about what would happen in the next four with either candidate. Tax revenue is up, which essentially means the next governor will have new money to work with. They've already been gobbling it up on the campaign trail. Green has pledged a sales tax holiday for purchasing school supplies, tax breaks to encourage renewable energy, and a tax exemption on retirement income. Doyle pledged tax deductions for child care expenses and college tuition. He also proposed a deduction on health care premiums that would cost the state $100 million in the next budget cycle.
It is significant, meaningful relief for middle-class families. It will make life in Wisconsin more affordable, and it will continue to reduce our tax burden.
Both Doyle and Green say there's enough new revenue to cover their plans. Doyle also wants new limits on property taxes, similar to what he signed in the current budget. Those essentially worked by sending more state money to school districts. Property taxes still went up in some areas with new construction. Here's where the biggest differences between Doyle and Green become apparent. Green wants to freeze overall state spending in the next budget at current levels. He says schools will get an increase, but maybe not as big. Green also says he favors spending limits along the lines of those that failed in the legislature this year.
I believe in long-term limits on taxing and spending in this state. We're not talking about budget cuts. We'll be very clear. We're talking about slowing the growth in government spending, and on top of that, going to the taxpayers before you raise their taxes.
Green's repeated explanations have not stopped Doyle from characterizing the congressman's plan as a cut. The governor says schools and local governments need increased funding to keep up with higher energy bills and medical costs. Without it, Doyle says they have to cut their own budgets. Green Party gubernatorial candidate Nelson Eisman says the problem with Doyle and Green is that their tax plans don't help out the people who need it most. Eisman would exempt families that make less than $50,000 from paying any income taxes. Those who make $250,000 or more would pay a 10 to 12% premium rate. Eisman says even a billionaire businessman would be better off under his plan because he'd benefit from a healthier, better trained workforce.
He's going to get quite a bang for his buck from the Eisman administration. It's not just that, you know, we're going to take the money and run, it's going to be the same old. We're going to really have excellent state services.
The challenge for Eisman would be getting Republican or Democratic lawmakers to back his plan. But when it comes to the budget, being governor has its perks. Over the years, the courts have upheld strong veto powers for the state's chief executive. This means the governor often gets his say, one way or another. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.